Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. LibertyTalk.fm.
The cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwood with you. And as yesterday, we started with our volatility and in explaining what's happening. And of course, yesterday was an action day. And, you know, we'll see. It still is the summer. But what we thought we would do is we continue on, and we're going to tell you why and why you should be embracing volatility and why it's better for you to be in a volatile market. So let's get back to our webinar.
Because the fundamentals of the market certainly have not matched the trade. The trade has been bullish, the fundamentals have been bearish. But yet we continue to sweep them aside. Well, finally, it looks like the technicals are now indicating that they're going to catch up to the fundamentals of the market. So with the increased volatility that you'll be seeing, again, I urge you to embrace the opportunity and not fear the opportunity that you're being given. You're being given now a wonderful gift, because it's been a really long time since we've had any real volatility. And this is, for a trader and an investor, a gift, because now it gives you opportunity to do things that you could only dream about doing before, because you will get movement that will push up and down stocks. Now, just a quick note for everybody. I'm going to take some questions too. But if you have time, again, this is not, if you're not near a screen, you can't do all these things. But I like to give you all the tools that are possible to help you. Okay, and I've been teaching this on the calls and on Ticker TV, and we call it the blow-off trade. Okay, but now we're going to get a lot of blow-offs in this market. We are going to get a lot of blow-offs in this market in short time frames. Okay, what I want you to embrace and what I want you to think about now, this is only if you have time. It's not going to make a difference one way or the other. This is only for people that are more active to begin with. But if you are more active, what I want you to understand now is if you identify a level of resistance, okay, what happens is you take the chart. So 17,592 was the high of today, which is, that's actually the, or this was, hold on 1 second. Let me change this back. Get myself back on track here before I lose my mind, which is not a far loss. Okay. So we made a high here. This is overnight. We took out the high early in the morning and attempted, but look at what happened here. So each subsequent time, we made a lower high. But if you were looking at your master chart, if you're using a three-month chart, you knew that up here was a resistance area, okay? So every time we rallied back up to that area, especially if it was a sharp rally, would have been an opportunity to take advantage of that particular area, okay? Once you saw it peak up on volume, that's an opportunity if you've got a qualifying level. Okay, so what you saw here, look at the big rally into a spot. It stopped, the volume was high, and then all of a sudden, the volume pulled away and the market started to drop. And, of course, it dropped heavily here. Was the opposite, came down to a support level, and this is the absolute low of the day, and I assure you that this is our support level that we were looking at. And if we go back, you'll see that this area was an area that we would have looked at as potential support. And here it is. Oops. Excuse me. Okay. And here it is. Here's an old high that we came down to. And again, if it breaks here, then you want to now use this. But again, you want to follow these footprint all the way down. Okay? So, again, I will take questions for a little bit, but don't panic, please. I'm telling you, this is This is a gift. You're given. You're being given an opportunity. Okay. Make sure in your long-term portfolio, if you haven't learned how to hedge it yet, you learn how to do so. If not, make sure that you have some sort of stops working, because a stock that pays a 5% dividend that goes down 20%, the dividend is not very good. Okay. But also remember that markets do go up year over year, 9%. They just don't go up every year. So again, do not put yourself in a position to panic. Okay. Follow the footprint of the market. Keep your mind, keep your focus. Don't get involved in the psychology in which the pundits try to get you into. Expect it to be wild. Okay. Stay focused, because we got plenty of volatility coming. Okay. And if all these things happen, again, I will tell you that this is a gift to you, because volatility is by far a trader's dream. And go back and look at markets. You'll see that higher volatility gives you higher earning power. Okay? So I want you to understand it. I want you to embrace it. And before you sell something because you think you're in trouble, take a deep breath and look at the chart and make sure the footprint supports your decision. Okay? Let's see. We got a lot of questions here. Let me catch up to these. What are reasonable option trades if one doesn't believe the market is trending lower? Well, I mean, you could sell calls, which I don't recommend. You could sell call spreads, which I do recommend. You can buy diagonals, and if volatility stays, you can buy outright puts. Okay. Now, I like to finance my trades by selling some premium. I believe in always selling premium. I think that's the most important thing to do. So you always want to be selling some premium. However, footprints are only patterns left in the sand. The trick is to know who is leaving the print. Well, you can say that, but pretty much the footprint is almost right all the time. Again, obviously, if you know exactly who's leaving the print, you might get a better feel. But we don't have that advantage, and I happen to believe, and if you've been with me long enough, you know that our footprints have been dynamic even in lousy markets. Which option strategies work better in higher volatility? Always selling premium. What you want to become is you can become more aggressive on the buy. You can work more on the what we call the synthetic risk reversal. Okay, but remember that you want to continue to sell premium. Don't get sloppy, because you're going to be getting paid much more premium to go ahead and make those trades.
And, you know, it is about selling premium. Trading and being good at it is about taking the things that the markets will give you. And that is something that they're giving you. And when volatility spikes, again, I always say embrace it. Don't fear it. Because you will find out you'll be much happier embracing it. And, you know, that's why we're so insistent always in the show. You know, we cover a lot of topics, but we always make sure we come down to what's important to everybody. And what we think is important is understanding how markets work. And it couldn't be anything more important than that. Because at the end of the day, it is about money. And we're here to make money. So, and one of the things that will help you make money is Thinkorswim. And I have now been able to open up Thinkorswim for not only the United States, but now Canada. So Canadians listening to my show, you want to get to me because I can help you and get you great rates. And I can help my friends here in the U.S. as well get great rates. And we believe in Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. It's really a dynamic platform. And I'm a believer. I've been using it for 13 years. I think it's the best in the business. But we're going to step by here for a break. We're going to come back with a Q&A period. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
When love runs high.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And we're having some fun playing a volatility webinar. You know, we saw on Wednesday, how about the early release of the Fed? another cock-a-bull story. But that's one of the things that'll bring back some volatility. So let's get back to the Q&A period from our volatility webinar. Here we go.
Yes, this situation will help OWM. Honestly, I haven't looked at trades tomorrow yet because I was just on TV all day long. I didn't have a chance because I'm dealing with the fear. Is gold done? No, I think gold is probably, let me put it this way. I'd be a buyer of gold down here, not because I'm afraid of the market. I'd be a buyer of gold down here because I think it's a value. I'm a very big value player, okay? I like buying what I perceive as value in hard assets. So I believe that gold, it might go lower, but I'm not selling tomorrow. If you're buying it because you need the money and you need to sell it tomorrow, don't buy it. If you're buying it because you want to hold it for a longer term, then I think that gold is a good buy. I think everybody should have, you know, 5 to 10% of their portfolio should be represented by gold. Please show your levels in Apple so I can see where I can cut my losses. Well, you've already got max loss. I mean, there's not much more to cut. You just need a rally. I mean, Apple is in trouble. And, you know, right here would be, I mean, this would be, as I say, last chance garage, 122. Now, as you remember, I said that I think it's coming all the way back down to 106 before it's all said and done. I've said this every week. These are the levels I think it's going to come down to as we work our way lower. But you probably get a bounce. I mean, right now we're bouncing, and this is another important thing. Unfortunately, I'm sorry I didn't get the chance to think of everything, but in markets like this, okay, typically you want to fade or go against the openings, especially if they're large. If we open up big tomorrow, I would venture to say that's going to be a pretty good opportunity to sell them again. Right now, you want to be selling rallies. Right now, but not just selling them because they rally. You want to sell them at a key point. I mean, Apple, you want to sell at 124. Okay? The Dow, you want to be a seller at 17.8. You know, maybe 17.7. You know, maybe even 17.6. I mean, that depends on your aggression. Okay? But typically, you want to be a fade of the market, especially if it's trending lower, then you want to sell those higher openings because they're typically wrong and because you get a lot of money coming. Remember, the money always flows into the market from funds, and it always comes in right on the first thing in the opening. That's why the openings and closings are so big. Okay, so don't get trapped into that, because you're better off. Now, the other thing that's going to happen is you're going to have vicious rallies, okay, that, like, for example, yesterday, okay? Yesterday, the rally was vicious. Okay? Now, it wasn't vicious if you're long, but if you're short or trying to short, I mean, you got it stuck to you pretty good, okay? And that's, you know, kind of what I want you to be aware of, because all that was a great selling opportunity, okay? This rally was vicious. This was a 400 point from top to bottom. Okay, that's vicious. You got to wait. You got to be patient. Okay, now here you could have had an opportunity. You might have sold it here, and again, you might have got stopped out, which is fine. But be ready to re-enter at your next level. Okay, losses are going to happen. Don't think they're never going to happen. They're always going to happen. It's how you handle them that makes a difference. What is selling premium? Selling premium is selling a credit spread, very much like we do on OMM, or selling credit spreads that I sell on Sunday, or diagonals, you're selling credit. I'd like everybody to sell credit just to create a weekly income stream by selling call spreads or put spreads and then working your position from there. It looks like X is nearly identical to Alcoa. Would you say that X is ready to rally up based on the footprint? The footprint says no, just to answer your question. Okay, X is not ready to rally, in my opinion. However, I have traded X for many, many years, and it is stopping. So this would be point number one to watch. It's a good catch. It does have earnings coming out. But I can tell you that typically steel rallies in the fourth quarter. And I will be looking for a spot, especially if they hammer this. I mean, again, I'm a value buyer. I don't think U.S. Steel is going out of business. If they continue to hammer it, I'll be a buyer, just as I was in Halliburton when it was 38. Now, unfortunately, it's on its way back there. But when they were throwing Halliburton out, the baby with the bathwater deal, I was a buyer down here, and I was a buyer on national TV, telling you that you'd be nuts to be a seller. Okay? How can I get the weekly trades that you sent out previously? Well, I mean, their weeklies, they're done, they're over with, so there's nothing you can do with them now, but I do send out updates every week of what I'm doing. Thanks for the webinar. Thank great info. You're welcome. My pleasure. Came in late. Are you not convinced the market is running lower? No, I'm not convinced the trend is lower yet. I do believe the market is going to break. I think the breakout will be the downside, but I think, as I always say, we're not going straight down. There will be some vicious rallies before that. FAS looks to go up. FAS, well, maybe. Let's take a look. Well, I mean, this would be a spot you might want to buy it. I mean, you know, it's bullish on the banks. This was 30 would certainly be a spot, if you like it, to step in. The pattern certainly is not ugly. So certainly this could be a spot you could step in. Trades of 614. I can look for them. I don't have them handy. Gold range, 110.50 to 117, probably. Let's see. Apple, SEP, 18, 130, 260 for ask, buy in 40%, open interest 20,000, Apple, 106. So I think, okay, remember, volatility expanded there. Okay, so let's take a peek. Okay, and I will venture to say that the 130 call in September is 264. I would venture to say that the look at the 115 put, same price, right? It doesn't know. We just know that the market's supposed to move 12 points by then, but we don't know which direction. Again, volatility is equal. If you go equidistant away, you will see things priced at the same price. Is short play on Chinese stocks a good play? Well, I don't know. I mean, I would not sell it here. I would wait. Okay? I mean, it was a great sale up here. I mean, I did comment here that it was a good sale up in here. You know, now it's down 30%. I'm not in a hurry to jump in. I would sell a big rally. I mean, I would sell it back if it got back to, you know, 41. I might take a look at selling some. But this will probably, I don't think this is going straight down either. I would venture to say that I'd much rather be a seller about 45, a little bit of retracement. Likely a rally tomorrow. Should be taking an opportunity to close the bull spreads and go bearish. No, again, remember, the whole market, you have to continue to maintain the footprint of the stock that you're in. Okay? Don't get confused with the market and an individual stock. How is the best way to trade Apple the downside? Well, I mean, you know, right now I would not be a seller of Apple at this moment. But when it's time, the best way to trade it would be with a broken wing butterfly or a 1x2. But sell 1 foot by two. That was my Apple spread, 124, 122. Okay. With this volatility, would it make sense to give options more time to work? Maybe going 2 weeks out instead of weeklies in case? No. Actually, this kind of volatility, you want to come in closer. Because, again, remember, you're paying for more time by going out farther. Okay?
And that's something that you have to realize, and that's the key of the option model, is how you can best benefit from it. And that's one thing Thinkorswim does. They have some great tools that help you benefit learning a little bit of the option model and putting yourself in that always best position. Remember, our desire is to always be in the best position to be successful. We're not looking for anything else. So that's why we use certain tools. Now, we don't want to get overcomplicated. And that's one of the things that we're doing, is we're also putting together a hedging webinar, a class, the Badger and myself. So go ahead and email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to find out more information. But make sure you check out thebubbashow.org. A lot of great info for you there. We're going to step out here for a break and come back with a few more questions while we're covering volatility as the market conditions start to change. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic process.
The War State by Michael Swanson is a must-read for anyone interested in the critical 20 years after World War II, when the United States morphed from a constitutional republic to a global imperial superpower. Get The War State by Michael Swanson from Amazon.com today.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, we're playing, we're having some fun with the webinar and giving you some info. So let's get back to it right now. Question and answer period on volatility. Here we go.
Believe me, market makers give nothing away, okay? You are paying for that right. If you're correct on action, you will make more money. But you, especially trading the Russell, should be looking for these blowouts. You are, you know, this is right up your alley now. This, you should be making a lot in this market now, okay, unless you're using your opinion versus the footprint. But you want to be in the near term because you're paying a much bigger premium now to go out in time. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but if you're buying an anchor out in time, then you want to sell the nearest term, because what do we know for a mathematical certainty? We know that by Friday, if we close right here at 122.57, we know that the 75 cents has got to go away on this side, and we know that this 84 cents has got to go away on this side. We know that it's $1.50 there right now. So why wouldn't I want to sell it? The premium is expanding, so I want to sell it premium expanding because I got two things in my favor, time and a volatility collapse. What do you think of Facebook will do? I thought Facebook would go to 85. That's my, I stand by my call I made on my call. I said 85 was my number. I think it's probably a reasonable buy at 85, but it does have earnings coming up soon. Selling a call or a put is getting paid premium. Yeah, but I don't like people selling naked. I just don't. I don't like the risk model when you sell naked. You've got a lot of money, you can afford it. I have no problem with it. But there's so many big, better ways to do it. Why tie up all that capital in selling nakeds when you can turn it into a spread, and instead of tying up 30,000, you can tie up 300, make the same amount of money. I like that percentage better. DDD question mark. Did I miss part of the question? Repeat the question to me, please. Thank you for explaining the volatility effects on option prices. That was confusing me when I was, well, again, don't get confused. It's okay. Great information. You're welcome. My pleasure. Did you already answer this? VIX increases. More puts are bought to open. Yes, I did. That's correct. Very good. Is DDD, probably right now, it looks like a lumber liquidator. You're correct. If you are predicting Apple goes to 106, then why, then now I'm considering the July 131 put. No, not even 115 put. No, again, I'm talking, remember, it's not in the footprint, okay? As you've ever heard me talk on this call, on my call, or on TV, I don't give long-term projections. I believe that's where it will end up going. But it's not going straight there. There will be peaks and valleys and troughs that we will see. I would venture to say that Apple will see 125 in the next couple of days, even though we're going lower. And then I'd want to be a seller there. I don't want to try to guess out that far. When do you send out weekly trades? Well, we do weeklies every Thursday on OMM and OWM. On iron butterflies and iron condors, how do you determine when to take profits when the whip's not getting banned and not getting burned on price? Well, those are tougher, but you'll get paid more now as well. You know that really when you put those on, you can't take them off until Thursday because I can't guess. You know, it's like the Tesla trade I gave out the other night. You know, I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen. I just tell you I thought it was going down, and it did. But, you know, to tell you exactly where the number is, I don't know. I mean, certainly now I would think 250 is in play. But I didn't know that then. I just felt that it was overvalued, and it looked to me like it was going to make a dive to the downside, which it did. I don't know the exact price. Right now, my first objective would be 250 now. My first objective was actually 265. We broke through that. And believe it or not, look what happened. We closed back above it. Now my next objective is 250. And we'll see what happens at 250. You guys are hammering me with questions here. Hold on. I got a pack for New York. How would you buy gold? Your gold calls. Right now, if I were going to buy gold, well, first of all, I buy physical gold. But if you want to trade gold itself, GLD, I would start out by selling put spreads and wait till I got the trend to turn up. Take lower risk first and then add as you go up. When you say you have 5 years under your portfolio in gold, is that the best avenue? No, well, I like physical gold. I don't like paper gold. I only use paper gold as a trading asset to get in and out of. I want to own real gold, okay? Can I get a copy of your Monday Night List of Stocks? I publish them every Monday night. You're welcome to have them. They're on the Stock Club, IWM Range, and the Whiskey Michael. Probably 121 to 123 right now, but I wouldn't be so aggressive at 123. I'd look for 125 probably. You are a patient and a good coach. Thank you. Couldn't get into WBA or Pepsi. Yeah, well, they changed. It's no problem. Again, we don't worry about what we can't get into. We only worry about what we control. When should you sell a straddle? Every week. Do an iron butterfly, though. Don't sell it naked. Again, I'm not a big naked guy because I just don't see the benefit for the average guy. I think it's more trouble than it's worth, and the exposure is too great. But you can certainly sell do a wider iron butterfly to create a naked straddle. Have Apple July 110, 123, 120, or put spread on. Was looking at that they need a rally. Yeah, you'll be okay. I think you'll be fine. If you have a long call or put in an out month, is it better to roll further out for now or just wait? No, you want to just keep selling against it in the weekly. When you sell, you want the expiration to get here as fast as you can. Any general short hedge trade types if you're long bonds? Yeah, there's ways to hedge bonds as well. Again, I teach the whole hedging strategy I may be putting together a class. I mean, there'll be a cost for it if I do it. But if you're interested, let me know. I'm definitely, you know, I definitely have a few that I'm going to do, but I'm going to do very small classes of 10 people maximum in a class, that so we can go over each individual. There'll be 5 or 6 hours of 10 people, and we can go over the individual portfolios and give you the exact hedge and teach you the method that you'll need forever. It'll be a skill that you should always be using for the rest of your life on every trade forever, on your portfolio forever. I'm holding an anchor. Yeah, I'm holding DDD2. I'm holding it in dog do, but I've got it as well. Hold it. There's no reason to sell it here. You've got too much potential upside without any tremendous amount of risk. Came in late. I did talk about Bob. I felt Bob was maybe making a bottom here. I'm not telling you to buy it here, but I'm looking at it. Oh, good. I hope you're right. Apple could be. Where do you sign to get your trades? I do my Sunday call. You have to be signed up for my Sunday call. Call Stephanie at the office if you're interested. I wish I knew. Look, I learned this. This took me 35 years, and I'm still learning today. Okay. Besides Facebook, Starbucks, Apple, wouldn't it be good to focus on banks, farm, etc.? It's good to focus on anything. It's good to always follow the footprint. You got to trade what the market gives you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm in. Please say where and when. Sign me up. I'm a member of OMM and WM groups. Would also like to receive the weekly trades that you sent out related to the Bubba Show and on demand. No problem. Send me an email. Thank you for your time, as usual. All the information, I'm interested in hedging strategies. Email me if you're interested in hedging. I'll let you know what's going on. Will the class help? A job, 401k? Of course it will. It's not a question of weird ticker symbols. It's a question of how to the beta and the relationship to one index it has. That's all we care about. Okay, guys. Any email I got, they all reach me at the same spot. I hope this helped everybody. Again, just remember, okay, don't panic. Follow the footprint. Remember the psychology of the people around you. It will be a wild ride. Focus. Think. Logic. Don't get involved, okay? Don't get yourself in a tizzy. There is volatility, okay? Remember, complacency will be the architecture of your downfall. Be on top of your game before you puke. Think about it, look at it, and say, make sure that I'm doing the right thing, okay? All right, everybody, I appreciate it. You guys are awesome, and I will be on Maria, 6 a.m. Eastern time on...
And... That was the webinar. I hope that helped you. I think that, again, it's something that we all need to have a better understanding of. I think we take far too much for granted in our business, in our minds, and when it comes to the market. I think that you have to treat trading as if you would treat any other business, because it is a business. I've said this many, many times. You are doing this for a number of reasons, but the most of you are doing it because you want to have money when you retire. If you don't take care of your money, it will not be there when you retire. So please, take care of your money. Take good care of your money. Anyways, make sure that you check out thebubbashow.org. Make sure that you become a free member. We also have some paid memberships, but to make them sure you become a free member, you get to see some of the other writings we do other than what we put up on the main page. We cover farming. We cover a view from the floor. Also, make sure that you follow me on Twitter at Bubba Average Joe. And you know the show airs every day. It airs live. But also, you can get the show on demand anytime you'd like at libertytalk.fm. The show is there for you. You can listen to it at your own convenience, because we want to make your trading life and your investing life the best. We want to give you the best experience. But for now, I'm going to step out of here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to thebubbashow.org and check out what we're writing. Make sure you also email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. And I will get you information. We'll talk to you about the hedging, and we'll get you everything all ready to rock and roll The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, will be right back after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, I'm so happy that I get to share a lot of information with all of you because I do take it very seriously. I do take the business very seriously. I take you very seriously. And I want to make sure that everybody has a great understanding. You know, we've got so many things that are happening and so many misconceptions in the market. In fact, the other night I was on with CNBC Asia, and fortunately let me do it by the phones. I didn't have to hang out downtown. But I was on with an economist, and she was saying how great the economy was and how great everything was, and that the Fed was definitely going to raise rates. And I guess they just don't read what's going on, and they don't read the footprint of rates. I mean, you know, how can the Fed possibly think of raising rates here? Now, again, I would love them to raise it. I would love it to hammer the market, and not because I want the market to go down, because what I really want to happen is I want to free up liquidity so that we can go back into a normal operation of a country versus the same old manipulated thing we become into. You know, if you think that the things happening in China and all that currency manipulation is a good thing, think again. Again, these are not signs of health. These are signs of a patient on a drip. Okay, these are signs of somebody getting ready to go down to go down quickly. Okay, because again, the thing comes down to is where are we going to be when they stop feeding the morphine, in this case, the money? Where are we going to be when they raise rates? We've already got enough troubles now, and the money is basically free. But you have noticed the separation that Wall Street doesn't care. Why? Because they're in their world all by themselves. And of course, your 401k and your IRA doesn't care either. And if you're in it, you're benefiting. So again, you know that we never advocate getting out. I'm not pushing the panic button here. I'm not calling Commissioner Gordon with the bat phone saying, hey, sell, sell, sell. I'm saying, hey, just learn a way to protect yourself. Make sure that you have the bat phone. Make sure that you can do what you need to do. But the biggest fear that most people have is that their money's going to evaporate. But yet, we throw it into a stock market without thinking about it. And again, I love the stock market. The stock market's my life. I enjoy it. But I want you to have the best part of it without having to take the heartache that comes with it sometimes. You know, we all remember the big headlines from 1929. We all remember the big headlines from 1987. And of course, we just recently through 2008. But there's many of those headlines and to a smaller scale in which many people lost all their money. And why should we do that? If we don't have to, you know, it doesn't toughen you up. You know, it doesn't make you better. We're not going into a boxing match. We're trying to accumulate wealth. We're trying to create pretty much what you call the endowment type of model for yourself. So why would you want to overexpose yourself to risk that you don't have to take? You know, it's one thing if you say, I'm going to jump over this cliff. Okay, that's the risk. You're assigning a value to risk and you're willing to take that risk. But here we don't have to take the same kind of risk. Wouldn't you like to insure pocket rockets in poker every time you have them? Okay, knowing that you could only win with them, you can't lose them. I mean, that's what we're talking about here now, is taking a market and giving yourself pocket rockets. And you might not get the full pot, but you're not going to lose the full pot either. So even if you go all in, you're not going to be busted. And that I think that's something that you don't recognize. And many don't recognize it, and including, you know, farmers and people like that. I mean, your crops, you know, I know you got a lot of you guys listen to the show. Why wouldn't you take the time to hedge your crops? I don't mean just buying puts and pissing away premium. I mean, using a dynamic hedge that will never create a margin call, okay, that will protect you. And you know what? You'll make money if your crops rally. And what's better than that? And you know what else? There's a potential that you could make more. Now, isn't that, wouldn't that be better? So if you have the questions, do I want to make 100% of the next move, but risk, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know how low we can go, but let's say, do I want to risk 30% of what I've got? Or do I want to make maybe 80% or 90% of the next move, but know that what I have will stay within plus or minus a couple of percentage points, and I could have the benefit of actually making 120%. Because if certain things fall correctly, we make more than if we were just long the market. So you tell me, which way is better? How do you do better? Okay. And if you continue to protect, you know what else you can do? You can start to trade a little bit bigger, a little bit faster. So you can actually organically grow your account a little faster because you know that you're not going to have to take the losses if you're wrong. Now, how does that sound? You know, it's something we don't talk about because I don't really like to talk about it, but think about it that way. You can actually step up your trading a little bit because you are, if you're doing it properly, you're going to protect the downside exposure and not worry about it. Isn't that a special way to talk? And that's what we're looking for here. That's what I'm here for. Okay. That's why I write every day for you. That's why I come on and talk about these markets, you know, not because I want to ever create the doubt or the fear, but because there's ways to do things better. And it's my objective to teach you how to do things better. It's my objective to give you the keys to the kingdom. Because, again, we all have different starting points, but we all have the same objective. Save our money, be ready for retirement, or, again, whatever it is you're going to do. But that's the thing that saddens me when I watch people, especially when you're older. You know, when you're younger, if you take a big hit, well, you know, not the end of the world. You're still working. You got a chance to come back. But what about when you're older? You don't have that same chance. You know, you worked your whole life to save, you know, at $50 an hour, and now you have to go back to work at $9 an hour. No, you got to work a lot of extra hours, and I don't think that's what you had in mind in the twilight of your life. I mean, I don't think any of us think about saying, hey, let's retire so that we can go to work and make less money so that we don't have to touch our nest egg. Because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing you have, is what I always call I'm losing my mind. I guess I must be getting old. But I mean, that's my absolute money. I mean, that's, you know, that's my case money. Okay. That's the money that I'm using so that I can build a longer term life. I don't want to touch that case money because I need it to continue to make money off of it. And that's what this is about. And that's why we want to talk about volatility for the last couple of days. That's why we want to talk about how to hedge. You know, these things are important. And when you think about all the money you spend on things, goofing around or whatever, well, guess what? You can spend a little money on a skill that's going to pay for itself day in, day out, for the rest of your life. If you learn it and use it properly, the skill will pay for itself day in and day out for the rest of your life. Now, if you're interested and you want to check it out, then go ahead and email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org or Todd Horowitz, Horwitz @hotmail.com, and tell me you want more information, and I will get it to you. Because I'm telling you, with the Bubba Report and thebubbashow.org and this hedging, you will need no place else to go. You'll be home right here with Bubba and gang, and you'll be whistling a happy tune. And it's always happy to be with you guys, and I hope you have a great day. I'm so appreciative that you're able to spend time with me. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. That'll do it for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Take care, everybody. Have a great one.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. LibertyTalk.fm.